This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, and welcome back to another episode of Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am better known as Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Couple Blogger Media. And thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So let me sort of continue from yesterday's episode, the one about catching hell, rocking the boat, stirring up controversy. Let me warn you, a steady diet of controversy will eat you alive. Think about people like Lindsay Lohan, Alec Baldwin, Julian Assange, any president, Fox News, News of the World. These peoples and these things, they age very, very fast. Taking that into account, that the impact that controversy can have on a person's mental, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual makeup, your controversy catch hell strategy needs to be carefully planned and slowly, because a lot of people will make careers out of controversy, and you could get by in the early days of your blog or book, whatever it is, or your podcast, creating conflict every day to gain critical mass. You will quickly build an audience. There is no doubt about that. There's enough angry, mean people out there to do that, to listen to that kind of a harsh, hard-hitting content. But soon, everyone needs to take their foot off the pedal at some point. Because this is what happens, right? If you carve out a career on the back of controversy, your readers will expect controversy. And they'll demand it, but basically cultivated an audience of So instead, when using controversy, get attention. Select topics carefully, and there really is nothing scientific about this, but simply space these controversy pieces apart by at least a month or more. Because that's the way you avoid burning the conflict candle at both ends. Because if you don't, and you can't really stomach it, you will not sleep at night. I promise you. So here are four or five ways to create controversy, good controversy that gets attention. So the first way is to challenge a popular person or position. We look up to celebrities as authorities, and I'm talking about in the marketing space, in the business world. The people who are the superstars are celebrities in a sense. And often their word is gospel. So when we call it BS, we bring attention to ourselves. Believe me, you will. Because it's a how dare we challenge their wisdom. But here's the deal, right? He who puts his pants on just like me and you is like me in another respect. Namely, he is a human. So he could be wrong, right? And if you build up a good enough case to demonstrate that he's wrong, the attention that you get may be actually meaningful. Because sometimes if you're just like a fly and you are causing controversy for the sake of being irritating, people are going to notice that and just eventually ignore you. So choose a conventional idea on the market and argue against it. Make sure you have a good argument, though. Make sure you're making good points so that when people look at it and they said, actually, you know what he's saying? There's a lot of truth to that. And eventually the person whom you're challenging may even turn around and respond to what you've written. Because if your argument is rock solid, you're likely to get a substantial response from big names. And I did this, and I got responses from people like Seth Godin and Mike Elgin, who's probably one of the most famous Google Plusers. And often through their responses, and this is the key, this is what you're after, right? You get introduced to their audiences, because when they respond to you, whether through a tweet or on a blog post, their own blog post, they are linking back to you, name dropping you and then introducing you, albeit a strange way, to their audience. But that gets attention. And like I said, if you have a good argument, then it looks good and people can then evaluate your argument and not just think you're some irritating, annoying person, but you're actually somebody of substance. So that's one way to create some controversy. Another way is to expose a dirty little secret. So remember Julian Assange, that he was the guy behind WikiLeaks, and he made himself a career out of uncovering the skeletons people and institutions hide in their closets. He went from sheer backwoods obscurity to international popularity king in less than 5 years, which is absolutely amazing. He built that empire by going to war against a common enemy. People eat up that kind of stuff, right? So if you've got the dirt on a person or organization that will make people's jaw drop, you may want to consider sharing it, especially if people's lives are at stake. But also, here's the thing. That's not usually the case. It's really hard to get a scoop like that. Really, what you're kind of after is creating a common enemy that you and your audience can hate together. And it doesn't have to be actually a person. In fact, it can be like cancer. It can be a company. It can be mediocre content. Even, and I saw this done once, when I say expose a dirty little secret, one of my favorite blog posts by Leo Babatois from Zen Habits, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right or not, but it was called The Dirty Little Secret of Productivity Bloggers. And he said that dirty little secret is that most of the time we are not very productive. And that caused a little bit of controversy because people agreed, because we were putting these productivity bloggers on a pedestal, which we always do. But in fact, here's one saying, listen, we're just like you. Here's the dirty little secret. We're just like you. And so that helped gain a huge amount of traction for Leo. You can do the same. Expose some sort of meaningful, under the surface kind of secret that people know is being talked about, or people know that is sort of brimming in people's brains, but nobody's brave enough to say it. You be brave enough to say it and catch a little hell. So three, challenge the status quo. If you think, like, for example, if you think guest posting is a stupid idea and people shouldn't do it, and you have proof that it is, like anecdotal or statistical, then write the post, right? Write about that, because guest posting is a convention. It's the status quo. It's probably the best way to build an audience. Well, if you have evidence and you have a good argument that that's not the case, that you're challenging the status quo, then write it. For example, if you think prayer should be in school, and notice the status quo is just the opposite, then write the article, right? And give good reasons behind it. I think most normal, healthy, reasonable people will respect you when you have a solid. They may not agree with you, and that's fine. That's absolutely okay. But they will respect you if you have a substantially well thought out argument. Even though they think all your points are wrong, they're still going to think, well, he is bringing up some good points, and what you say is meaningful and it gives depth to the conversation. People are going to pay attention to that. What you want to avoid is just shallow, irritating controversy. And this is the important thing. Like, always make sure to tell us why. Like, why are you challenging the status quo? Everyone wants to know why and will respect you for a compelling argument, even if they still disagree with you. So four, you could question authority, right? This includes established rules, laws, best practices. What's at the heart of questioning authority is that you are going straight for the throat of the person or decree. But in other words, you don't just think a person's ideas are stupid. You think they are stupid. Now, you have to be careful on this one, though, because you can easily slip into a character attack, right? Not really talking about any of the ideas that they hold, but really just talking about how them being, they're an evil person, or they don't raise their kids right, or they abuse dogs, or that sort of thing that has nothing to do with the subject at hand. So if you do that, you will look like the fool, right? You will get the wrong kind of attention, right? There are cases, though, where this is appropriate, though, like when you're dealing with dictators and sociopaths. And I don't know how many of you are actually involved with that sort of thing, but if that's the case, then there's probably a few sociopaths out in the business world, I think, right? People who are who are sleazy, who are taking advantage of other people in the marketing world, whatever, those are the type of people that you will want to challenge. Because you choose someone who's clearly evil. Choose someone who's like good and you're going to look like the bad person. So now, off the top of my head, I can't think of any sociopath or dictators in the blogging, tech, or writing world, but I'm sure they're there. If you have any ideas, let me know. And I'm kind of joking with that. I don't really want to know. Finally, let me close with this. Tell me what I'm missing here. What tips can you share on writing in such a way that will cause controversy? What do you think makes up a scandalous article, a sensational article? Share your ideas on the comments section on the blog or on Twitter. And by the way, if you haven't yet, drop me a rating and review on iTunes. It's the best way to support this show. And besides, I always love hearing you. It makes me want to work harder and harder and harder. So thank you for listening. And thank you for all of those out there who have left me ratings and reviews. I so appreciate it. And so until the next time, I'll see you tomorrow and take care.